Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. When you decide to branch out from selling the crochet that you make into having more recurring income options, you are looking at becoming a crochet content creator. Stepping away from selling your time for money, which is how selling your crochet works, to something that's more sustainable and brings you in an income even when you take time off, that means having something that can be found online and either bought automatically, like crochet patterns, courses, and memberships, or makes money from people viewing your content. So making money from people viewing your content, that means you need to create content. So we're talking blogs and videos, podcasts. Anything that takes your words and turns them into a video to watch, a article to read, or a podcast to listen to. These really are the three ways that you become a content creator. Now, the platforms you can use for these are many and varied. You can become a content creator on your blog, on a YouTube channel, podcast, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and more besides. It just depends on how you turn your content into a money-making machine. Because there's no point creating this content if it does not make money for you. And yes, you can use several. You can take full-length YouTube videos and chop them up to then post them on TikTok or on Reels or on Facebook stories, or create videos that go into your Instagram feed or your Facebook feed. You can repurpose content. You can have a blog where you also embed your YouTube videos. You can put snippets of videos on Pinterest to advertise and promote. You can turn blogs, take snippets of your blogs and put these on as posts on Facebook and Instagram. You can use all of this as teasers to put into emails to send to subscribers. So there's lots of ways of getting your content attention and advertising it. But then you've got to make money from it. So the biggest way is ads. Blogs, YouTube are the two biggest platforms for that. Podcasts are starting to come through with ad revenue. It's not as lucrative as blogs or videos yet. If you have enough followers and subscribers, you can have ads on Facebook. But you can also use affiliate marketing. And this is one of the ways of supplementing your income. Now, all of this depends on having a lot of subscribers, a lot of people coming to read your blogs, a lot of people coming to view your videos. And it takes time. It takes time to build up the content to make this happen. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes concerted effort. It doesn't matter whether you're using ads or affiliate links, you have got to build up your numbers. You have got to promote. You have got to keep creating content. You've got to keep figuring out what your audience wants from you. It's not an easy switch. It's not an automatic becoming a content creator will bring you more money than what you make straight away. It won't. It will over time, Well, you've got to give it that time. You've got to give it that effort of building up your subscribers, building up your traffic to your blog. Whatever platform you decide to use, you've got to give it time. You've got to create that content in the first place. And it is work. Once you've built it up, you can take your foot off the gas a bit. But you've got to build it up in the first place. Now, you can do it quickly if you create the right piece of content. And that's the kicker. It's got to be the right piece of content that gets you found. So I have a YouTube channel for my crochet pattern business. And one of the types of videos I've been posting are crochet stitch guides. So showing people how to create particular stitches. They've not been getting a great amount of views. But I've kept at it because it's something that I want to do. And I know it will work eventually. And I recently had one video that just went bananas. No particular reason. It got 2,000 views in less than a week. Which for that type of video is pretty good. For my level of subscribers and for my channel where it is right now, that is pretty good. And having that type of video go bananas like that, it helps your videos that come after. More people will see your content once you've had a really good, really well-watched video or really well-read post that's on Google. It's going to help the content that comes after because the platforms will show it to more people because they're going, this person is crazy content that people want. We're going to recommend it more. We're going to have it show it more in people's feeds or in search results. And so having a video that does really, really well, having a blog post that does really, really well, then helps your next ones become more popular, helps get it seen by more people. And I've been seeing that. The videos I released since the one that went a bit nuts, they've had more views than usual because they've been boosted by the success of just one. But there was no way for me to predict that. I had no way of knowing that that one video was going to get so much attention. You never know. There is no secret to, I was supposed to call it viral content. My video did not go viral. It didn't even get close to those standards, but it was more views than usual for me, which has boosted everything else. There is no formula for this. Sometimes having a popular piece of content is just pure luck. You just happen to have the right piece of content at the right time. And there's no prediction to it. You can't tell how long it's going to take you to replace the income from selling what you make with content until you actually do it. There is no set way to do it. There is no way to predict how it will go. But if you create your content and you are consistent, it will work eventually. But don't be fooled into thinking that this is an easy switch. Because first you have to decide what kind of content you're going to create, and then you're going to create it. You've got whole new platforms to learn, and that learning process does take time. You've got to learn how to use the tools because it's a whole different ballgame. You'll be using tools that you never knew existed because you've never had to do stuff like this when you were selling what you made. So it's a learning process. But if you throw yourself into it and do all the learning, create the content, get it out there, learn about SEO. If you're using videos, learn about video editors, learn about lighting. If you're creating blog posts, you've got to learn how to structure a blog post. You need to learn how to write it to keep people reading. You've got things to do. You know, there's a process to this. If you think that you're going to be earning a significant amount of money in less than a year, those expectations are unrealistic. And that's assuming you are consistently putting out content every single week. This is not a fast process. It's slow. It's very slow. Frustratingly so. But the rewards can be unbelievably worth it. Blogs can bring in thousands of dollars every month through ads alone. You add affiliate marketing into there, you can have 50% more. It really depends on how many affiliate links you use and how much you plug them and how appealing you make the offers sound. But ads alone can bring you in a fortune. There are video creators on YouTube that earn millions every year just from their videos. The rewards can be incredible. But that kind of success does not come overnight. It does not come quickly. You have to have some serious patience. And you have to believe that it's going to work eventually. Content creation is a very valid way of earning a living from your crochet. But it also takes a lot of work. Put the work in, you will reap the rewards later. You do need to promote yourself like crazy. You do need to create this content regularly, consistently, and learn what people are looking for. What type of crochet videos do they want to view? What type of crochet blog posts do they want to read? There is a lot of money in this. You know, I'm online and I'm reading crochet blog articles all the time. I watch crochet videos all the time. If I'm looking for a shortcut or a yarn review, I search for it online. And so do millions of others. There are millions of crocheters out there looking for crochet content. And there is no reason why you can't take a piece of that pie. There is no reason why you cannot make a living by being a crochet content creator. But it's a slow process to build it up to replacing income from selling what you make. It's a slow process to getting enough subscribers, to getting enough readers to qualify for ads in the first place. You can get ads on your blog pretty quickly, but ads on YouTube, a podcast, ads on Facebook, Instagram, they come far more slowly. You need to build your following up before you qualify. So you've got to accept that you'll be creating this content without reward for a while. Then it's going to take time for it to earn for you. And so you're going to have this period where you are going to need another source of income while you build up your content creation. While you build up your following, while you build up your number of subscribers, while you build up the number of readers. Which means promoting yourself like crazy. It means getting on Pinterest, learning how SEO works, promoting snippets on Facebook and Instagram. Reels. I mean, you don't have to do them all, but you need to choose something to promote your content and get it found so you can build up that following and get those rewards coming in, see those profits climb. Because at some point, you will hit that magic number and you will replace the income that you made from selling what you made. And after that, the only way is up. Because you can make so much more money from being a content creator than you can selling what you made. Because your time is no longer linked to how much money you can make. It's now tied to how many people come and view your content. And in this interconnected world that we live in, that number is infinite. It just depends on how well you promote, how well you get your SEO done, how well you look at trends and get in on popular topics. This is how content creation works. There's no shortcut. There's no workaround. you've got to put the work in order to work, reap the reward later. And it really is later. You're looking at a lot of time before that happens. But it will be worth it in the end.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.